Next application is case number 11-323. The application of M. Dolores Winkleman requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement, being located north of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, being east of Canvasback Road, 1,600 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 40, block D within Swan Keys subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 1216, parcel number 383. And requesting a, more specifically, a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the unit on the north side, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the unit and being in the south side. On this application, I received no correspondence either for or against this application and no mail returns. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Shade, 36365 Sussex Highway, Del Mar, Delaware, 19940.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Chuck Shade. I'm the owner of Chesapeake Homes in Del Mar, Delaware, and I represent Ms. Dolores Winkleman. She is the owner of the property in question in Swan Keys, and we are asking the board to grant a variance to side yard setbacks from 10 feet to 5 feet on the north side, and also from 10 feet to 5 feet on the south side in order to place a new manufactured home on her property. As was mentioned earlier in a case also about involving Swan Keys, the lots in there are very narrow, and the home that Ms. Winkleman has there now is pretty much falling down around her. She come to me, asked me if I could help her place a new home on there, and because of the narrowness of the lot, we need a little wider building envelope in order to place a new home in there for her. I did submit a site plan along with the application. Does everybody have one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had heard about the history of Swan Keys. It started out as a mobile home community. A lot of single wides were placed in there early on, and as the community has developed over the years, larger and larger home structures have been placed in there. I've been in front of the board quite a few times on this and appreciate your support in the past. As with the other homes, like I said, that were placed in the community, they have been granted variances and basically for the same reason, because of the narrowness of the lot. The existing single wide that is on the lot right now will not comply with the current zoning regulations because of its size, and that would actually require a variance. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property or development of the property, and was not created by Ms. Winkleman for any reason. If the variance is granted by the board, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but I think will enhance it. And it also will not be in any way, impair the use or development of any adjacent properties. We both, Ms. Winkleman and myself, had spoke to both property owners on both sides of, on the north and south side of Ms. Winkleman, and there was no objections from them at all as far as what we proposed to do there. And it will also not be detrimental to the public welfare. If you grant this variance, it would be the least modification possible that we would need in order to modernize the home for Ms. Winkleman, and we do need that to afford the relief.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes, the survey shows that your proposed home is 28 feet wide on a 40-foot lot, so what is the need for a total of 10-foot variance instead of a total of 8 feet?
I mean, that's a good question. I was unsure about the overhang of the gable, and with the increase, our gables went from 6 to 8 inches, and I didn't know whether you measured that part of the structure.
Mr. Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can, once it's established, you can have a 2-foot overhang on your eave.
Right, 2 feet.
Okay, so basically, according to the surveyor, we should have at least another foot on each side then.
Okay, so you're planning to position it evenly on the property, and therefore you'd only need a a 4-foot variance on each side?
Well, I suppose that would be correct then. You know, as good as GPS and all this nowadays, we should be able to get it relatively close to that, yes.
Well, looks like you have some sort of monuments to mark the property, so I don't see why.
I did one similar on a 40-foot lot on Blue Teal, and we ended up with like 5'8" on the north side and the difference on the south side.
Is this going on a concrete foundation?
No, this is going on a set of footers with a not load bearing block wall. So I guess the answer to your question is yes, there will be a concrete foundation around it.
Okay, so the mason should be able to set that properly.
Should be able to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I, Ms. Callaway, have no questions. That having been said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have another question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
HVAC equipment or any other accessory type things will be?
The HVAC equipment will be placed on the west side of the property adjacent to that front deck.
Inside the setback?
Yeah, it'd be inside the setback.
Okay. All right, fine. Thank you.
Okay. And chair hearing no opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,323. The uniqueness to the property is the applicant's addressed the standards for granting a variance. There is a uniqueness to the property. It's 40 feet or 4,000 square feet, which makes it a smaller lot in that area. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the, and practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter a central character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Mr. Rickard, is that for 4-foot variances in lieu of 5-foot? Variance.
That's what you asked for, 4-foot, right? Is that correct?
Well, I actually asked for 5, but 4-foot, now that I've...
Well...
Yeah. That's fine.
4-foot.
Yes, sir.
So it's 4-foot.
Total of 1 the record now.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. And I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,323. All those in favor? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,323 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.